is No Sweat News, fellas.
Oh. Final three stories this week.
Mm-hmm. Hailstorm tickets on the line.
I can't wait to see my baby Lizzie again.
Tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz, Hailstorm the Pretty Reckless this summer at the Art Center. So let's get to it. Ready?
Yes.
Whew. Boy, I'd be sweating my you-know-what's off if this happened to me. Dateline, Florida. A pilot of a small Cessna aircraft with just a few people on board passed out. And a passenger had to get on the mic to tell the control tower, Houston, we got a problem.
Wow, man, we got a real-life Ted Stryker on our hands here.
This is insane.
Wow.
It ain't no autopilot.
They're up there on instruments.
Was Elaine there?
Hey, listen to this.
Airman 333, Lima Delta, Fort Pierce Tower.
I've got a curious situation here. My pilot is on air. I have no idea how to fly the airplane, but I'm standing at 100.
What you got there is the man saying, I got no idea how to fly an airplane.
No.
You know, if I was going to go down, I'd be like, excuse me, I speak jive. I was on the plane.
Just hang loose, blood. Stewie's going to be back with a minute side.
No, what the hell?
That's scary stuff.
This is...
333, Lima Delta, Roger, what's your position?
I have no idea. I see the coast of Florida in front of me, and I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Oh, wow. God.
Can you imagine?
No.
Roger, Roger.
Why is that guy not screaming?
Yeah. I know.
Shouldn't he be, like, sounding like his hair is set on fire?
Gosh.
We got a problem. The pilot's passed out.
Well, guess what?
Help!
Guess what happened? The air traffic control guy talked him down, and he landed the plane safely.
Wow.
Like Stryker.
That's amazing, really.
Isn't that nuts?
You're too low, Stryker.
Talking about the wrong week to start stopping the glue.
Dude, put all the glue, all the booze, all the pills in a doggy bag. I'll take it with me.
Seriously, that guy is an absolute hero. This is crazy.
It really is. Wow.
They told the guy to follow the coastline. They had him find the transponder, something or other, which, oof. I don't know, maybe that's what flies the plane until you get to land it. And they talked him down.
My God.
Unbelievable.
Full on crazy.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Right?
Give that guy a medal.
Seriously.
That's like, that's maybe even better than Sully.
Yeah.
I mean, landing in the Hudson is damn cool.
That's amazing.
But that guy was a professional pilot.
Right, exactly.
This guy
This is like even, I'm thinking movie.
Crazy,
they can
right?
make a movie on that. Why can't they make a movie on this?
Really amazing. Apparently the guy's wife was pregnant and he just wanted to get home to make sure she was all right.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Happy Mother's Day.
And he didn't eat fish.
Right. Didn't have the fish.
Wow.
Wow. Dave, we're going to go to South Carolina for story number two. An employee at a hotel in Hartsville, South Carolina, accidentally gave a couple who was staying at the hotel the wrong key. Mm. Apparently, it was one of those you actually have a key to the lock and it stays behind the registration desk and then you go and you pick it up. Well, the guy gave the wrong key to the couple. They gave him the key next door.
Oh.
So what did the couple do? They robbed the room next door.
Oh, my gosh.
Because oh, my God.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, you know.
I thought you were going to say, like, they walked in and then there was something else going on
right.
there.
Yeah, I thought they were going to walk in some, like, you know, porn action
yeah.
or something.
No, thinking that.
They decided to turn it into a crime of opportunity and ended up getting their ass kicked because the people who were staying next door to them, the key opened up the door, turned out it was a bunch of construction workers, and all their tools were left in their hotel room.
Ooh.
So the couple just unloaded it right into their truck, which was parked outside.
Oh, come on,
in
folks.
Simple view of the construction workers who came back who beat the living snot out of them.
Wow.
I hate to say it, they kind of deserved it.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of stupid going on in that hotel
yeah.
room.
Yeah, we're kind of asking for that one.
You really were. And Dateline Rhode Island for story number three, Tinder, the dating web app.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tinder has banned a woman from Providence for life.
No.
What do you think got her the lifetime ban?
I don't know.
Hooking?
Yeah, yes.
Using Tinder to hook?
Prostitution? Seems like a good guess.
Being racist?
Mm. That one, too.
Any other guesses?
Lying. I'm going to say lying about something.
No. Yeah, catfish.
She used her Tinder to recruit players for her kickball team. And Tinder kicked her out.
That isn't kicked out worthy.
What the hell is wrong with that?
That's not the so team, bad, actually.
Team is calling her the Kickball Cupid. Her real name is Gianna Peccia. She's brought over 25 players to her kickball club from matches on Tinder.
You know
and
what?
Tinder said, not up in here.
Not up in here.
I don't know.
The other day, she logged on to the dating app. Said it flashed her a message about being banned for life and shut itself down.
Oh, come on.
She said she originally joined Tinder for its intended purpose, but then she mixed in a little kickball. And it seemed like a really good first date idea. Plus, her team needed some players.
I mean, I'm with her on this, I gotta say.
You ain't got no Tinder no more.
Not up in here.
It's only plenty of fish for you, sweetheart.
And it's not like she's not matching. She's going to play the kickball with these people.
Yeah, this is true.
And who knows, maybe a love connection can spark with the second baseman or the shortstop.
Whole different kind of kickball going on.
Right. I'm on her side. TikTok, you take away this band. Don't treat her like Pete Rose.
Sorry, Tim.
She is a kickball legend. She's getting the Pete Rose treatment.
Yep.
Not fair.
That's Tinder banning her for...
Kickball.
Banning her for life.
All right. That's the No Sweat News. We'll get you the hailstorm tickets on the No Sweat News quiz tomorrow morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.